Welcome to episode 4 of
Poop 170. Are you sure?
Yes, I'm very sure. Poop 175's podcast. Here today is myself, Matt, the main host, and my co-host,
Rex.
And we have our
Mike,
ow.
And Sam the Popsicle Man.
Oh, yeah.
And we have actually, if you remember from episode 2, a returning guest, David.
Yeah.
Say hi, David.
I didn't know what he
said. Say hi, David.
Hi. Say hi, David.
Hi.
You didn't finish it. You gotta say David. Anyway, the letter of this week will be.
Your mom!
Oh!
Why?
Burn!
Why? We're gonna go with why.
Guido! No, why? We're never gonna do why! We're gonna use L!
L? Yeah, because we used L so much last week, but we'll never use it this week.
I'm Guido.
Hi, Guido. I was Guido, the Swedish man.
Okay. That sounded kind of out of place.
It did sound out of place. This week's topic is ranks. Got a rank in here right now because I'm sitting next to Mike.
Yeah, it's all coming back to him for me.
Alright, anyways, we're going to talk about different ranks in a Boy Scout troop.
And seniority!
So, we can go ahead and speak. First off, I am an elite Eagle Scout.
Michael! No!
Michael!
No!
We have another Michael. Michael number 2, if you recall, is here today. So we have Michael number 1 and Michael number 2.
There are several Michaels.
I'm Guido.
Somebody's got to take care of that kid. Anyway.
I got him.
All right.
Anyway,
Guido. Give me your
kid. I'm a little cheap shot.
Oh, boy. What you got?
Hold it.
All right, that's too much from Guido.
Okay, now go over there and wait for a little piece to go down, okay?
Wait for what?
Just go out there.
Okay.
Sit down, Brett.
When it says zero, say we.
All right, Brett, we're on a limited time schedule here. We only have 15 minutes.
Hey, Guido.
You should know that.
15 minutes?
You're Guido.
Wow, 2 minutes in a row.
All right, now, we're going to talk. All right, to start this off, I am an elite Eagle Scout. Brett's nothing. Mike over here is a life scout. David, you're something. Tenderfoot.
Second class.
Michael number 2. And Sam's like star?
I'm first class.
First class. Okay, I put him up a little too high.
What's this hour?
Whee!
I said that Breck is nothing. He has no. Ow! Oh,
was that a slap?
Breck,
yes, is a girl among us or what?
If Breck ever hits me or touches me again, he will be kicked out of here officially. Trust me, I don't joke on those matters.
And Mike Scout,
and a Boy Scout troop,
by the
and a Boy Scout. No, I'm serious on this. In a Boy Scout troop, we show respect for our
leader.
Except for Breck. Except for Breck.
We do not.
Oh no, Johnny escaped from the.
Let's
get John involved.
Right, this is a serious matter.
Yes.
No physical touching. Okay, no touching.
You're both.
John is here. John.
Captain Jack.
Hi.
John the caveman.
I'm not a caveman. That's the caveman. That's
barbaric. He's actually one of our assistant senior patrollers that we talked about a couple.
How
of
we got voted in? No one knows.
That's
anyway,
an imaginary friend.
No, that's Guido. Guido, dog.
When you join a Boy Scout troop, the first rank you get is called
Guido.
Ironically enough, Boy Scout. And that means you know how to use a knife.
That means you don't know.
You don't know how to use a knife.
No, that means you don't know how to use a knife.
That means you don't know anything.
That means that you are a human being.
That means you're a little
scout. Congratulations,
you qualify. It means
we don't love
that means you know the Scout Oath, the Scout Law.
You're nothing. You're a piece of gravel on the road. Everyone steps on you, and you've got to get over it.
And that's why David is only a Boy Scout. So next up is the Tenderfoot.
Tenderfoot.
If you get the connotation, it means
you do have a tenderfoot.
It means your feet are a little tender. You're just starting the trail because
you're starting to like hike and you get a blister.
Some old guy with no life in his little one room cabin up in the hills decided that Boy Scouts was like a
mountain. Looks just like your house.
I thought the Boy Scouts was like a mountain. And so, you know, when you're starting off on the mountain, your feet are tender. You're not rough because you haven't gotten your feet dirty.
You don't have any calluses. Welcome on, my shoes.
I'm not taking my shoes off. You all will pass out.
No, we'll pass out from my shoes.
Yeah, we know that too. But anyways.
I roasted my feet. They're nice and toasty.
Okay, tenderfoot is the rank where you can use a knife and play with fire.
Are you sure?
No.
We call those pyromaniacs.
You become the ultimate pyro.
So, we don't have any tenderfoots in here because everybody's feet in here are pretty rank. Rank.
Like yours.
Losers.
Ellers!
Alright, and Sam just stood up suddenly. Next rank is second class.
Oh, that's
why hilarious. Second class?
Michael number
why
two.
Not?
That's
so
what bracket.
Michael number two
what?
And David. David.
Why can't I be Guido?
You're not important enough. What is second class?
Jose. That guy rule.
Since you guys are second class, what exactly is your importance to this troop as a second class?
A little bit bigger than a speck of gravel. You know, we're kind of like a stone now. We still get thrown around and stuff.
It's me.
We're not treated as bad.
It's
yeah,
like,
believe it or not.
You're just
all right, guys, if we all talk at once, they're never going to understand what
you're
saying.
John,
so David and Michael can work off of, Michael number two, can work off of each other and speak.
Turl.
I number two.
I didn't say you could speak.
I can speak.
Shut up, John. So, go ahead.
Well, second class,
I
want to
say a word, but
you
I can't.
Get more respect.
You know, second class stinks. Because
you're
not class,
like
John.
Before they move on, second class people are little. L word. Okay.
What a second liar. Class, it really stinks. Second class really stinks because
you're
second class. I mean,
L word.
Okay.
If you could skip directly to Eagle, it'd be a whole lot easier, but that's not the way it works, so.
You can't. You gotta go to second class. You gotta go on a few more camp outs, spend more time with your
little
yourself.
L word.
Yeah, L word.
No, actually,
we're never gonna get anywhere.
Make good connections with Scoutmaster. You know, the occasional bribe every now and then.
I've got a lovely L-word bunch of cocaine.
Okay.
All right. Now,
a little George Washington goes a long way where I come
L-word.
From.
L-word.
Michael number two.
A little. L-word.
Maybe that should have been our word of the week. Anyway, Guido, he drinks about 10 cups of coffee a minute. As amazing as that sounds,
we just
it
can't
is
stop
possible.
Him.
He basically looks at like a beer box like, with coffee.
Whoa.
In it.
What's a beer bong?
Okay, and it's a beer bong. Moving on. So, as we move up the ranks,
okay, then
we have first
hat.
Class, which has an L and
then
it does not make it an L.
Popsicle Man is first class.
All right! All right, Popsicle Man, why don't you tell us what a first class thingamabobber is?
Popsicle Man likes popsicles.
Not much different, except you might get elected a leadership position.
There we go. There's the big thing
more.
About that.
About that
rank. Because once you, in our troop at least, when you hit first class, you're able to get into the higher leadership positions, as in assistant senior patrol leader, senior patrol leader. Jolly good fun. Anyways, keep it talking there, Popsicle Man.
Okay.
Thank you. we have the Star Scout.
Which I'm about to be.
Yeah, he's a liar. Elward! I caught myself. Okay, and Star Scout is, one of the more elite ranks. You know, you show some seniority when you're way up there. You're one of the shining stars in the sky. No matter
how Elward!
We've
already used that one, so it doesn't matter.
No, no.
What
and,
a loopy crown!
Elward!
Okay,
don't overuse it. I started this in the first place because it was funny. Now, we don't want to ruin it.
But you're not.
But we're on the fourth episode.
That was my Michael number.
You're
mom.
Anyways,
your dog.
No.
Captain Jack hasn't said anything.
I don't like your dog.
That's me.
Why is everyone talking?
So after Star Scout.
Why is everybody always picking on me?
Because you're weird.
Anyways, Star Scout is
you get much
interesting rank. You know, you show more knowledge. You can toss some knots. You're a pretty cool guy. Then you move on to life.
Elward.
Elward, and you're a heart. You're a beating, beautiful, ugly heart. Right, Mike?
You said beautiful and ugly. Same. Like John.
Alright, that's sort of a quote from the whole...
That's from a
Sugar for the Untold Story. Okay,
Irony
movie, I wouldn't really recommend
it. And Michael, number two,
couldn't hold its comedy. I'm not going to say anything else. Mike, how's it been feeling to be a life scout?
You lazy bum.
Basically, Life Scout, all you're doing is you're getting ready for Eagle.
Yeah, you're
just working to review everything you know and be ready for that elite rank, which I am.
To do an Eagle project.
No, Brett doesn't count. Brett cheated.
Shut up, Brett.
Brett had to pay him like $100. You know, he's crazy. But then, basically, after...
Would you just call me?
I told you, good relationship with Scoutmaster work.
Loser. Okay, and so then you move on to... one of the fewer ranks than anybody ever gets. Because, see, most people get about star or first class, and they quit. Which is pretty sad. But we get...
Hello, Guido here.
Guido's back.
Stop drinking all that coffee.
Anyways, so then...
Get that healing.
The final rank, the
room.
Most proud rank, with the Eagle Scout, which...
Guido love.
We're not going to get too deep into Eagle Scout, because that's almost enough to do a whole...
We have nobody to earn it.
That is mean.
Guido, he's getting a little mean over here.
Yeah, I think we need to give Guido the bomb again.
All right,
Guido needs a bisectomy.
Get the tranquilizer. We gotta put Guido down first.
Guido needs a little dinamite. All
right, Guido.
I'll be right here.
Okay, and thank you, Guido. So, how about John, Mr. Special Guest, pops up in his white undershirt there with a scab on his arm.
It's my white tee.
Johnny boy. Johnny.
When you're on the highway and the roll runner goes beep, beep.
Beep, beep, beep.
Yes, Guido loves his show tunes.
I didn't know Guido could talk.
Guido, that's probably the most you'll ever hear Guido on one
nose.
Anyways, John, hey John, could you tell us how you advance from one rank to the next, and you need to be on this side of the game?
No, he doesn't.
Get lucky.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, you get lucky, and you go through a board review.
And what happens? How about Michael number two? Why don't you tell us what a scoutmaster
number two
is?
Talking.
How about you take a hike?
Basically, it's not. You
all
can't
I ask
pass. You can't fail.
Sharks with freaking laser beams.
Elward.
Elward. Okay. We do a lot of movie quotes here, so we're not trying to steal them. We just enjoy them. So to make reference, that was
Austin Powers.
I believe Golden.
No, that's not Goldmember.
There's like an all of them.
Yeah, it's in all of them.
Okay, well, I remember it from Goldmember, okay?
Well,
that was from Austin Powers. Thank you, Mike Myers, for those genius movies. So go ahead, Michael.
Michael number two.
We'll make you Michael number four, honorary. You'll probably never hear this podcast.
Well, you want to... You can pass, you can fail. Basically, it's a prep... four-year board of review.
And who do you talk to?
You talk to a leader.
No.
And what do they,
like a scoutmaster.
Yeah. Basically
like a scoutmaster.
Yeah, what is he doing?
Well, you basically go, you're like reading the whole like section in your scout book that you get.
Basically, he just asks you questions and it prepares you and sees how he determines. He has to determine whether or not you're completely prepared and ready.
In the case with Michael number two, is normally not.
You go to a board of review and it's a board of leaders in the troop.
Elward.
Three of them. They will judge your performance. Now, you have to be approved by the scoutmaster first. He has to make sure he thinks you're ready. Then you go there and they'll ask you a series of questions and ask you to maybe tie some knots and perform some stuff. Do a little hat and a dance trick.
Elwood's copyright.
After they'll send you out of the room, they'll discuss it, and they'll bring you back in. Basically, they decide whether or not you have earned the right to advance to the next rank and become one step closer to that lovely Elwood Eagle Scout.
Michael number two.
And if I wasn't surrounded by such lesser intelligence, I could use more eloquent dialect, which I usually love to do. I just love using interesting words that nobody else knows what they mean.
Hey.
So I apologize that I haven't used many lately.
Big word.
Yeah, okay.
Spectacular.
Wait, y'all said safety zone. Okay, that was, just for everybody, I work up at a certain place somewhere, and I had to listen to a trailer about a movie called 8 Below, and up where I was working, we made fun of the part of the trailer where they go, talk, wait, y'all said safety zone. It's just funny. But anyways, has no relevance to the show whatsoever. Probably will be edited out. Anyways, I'd like to thank you all for joining us this week. Hopefully you will tune in next week and listen in on future iPods. So thank you from
Guido, don't touch that!
So thank you once again from Matt Breck, Mike, Stan the Popsicle Man, yeah. Michael
Mike
number two, David, and John.
Peace out, homie.
Guido.
And Guido. All right.